In his native Brazil, musician Hermeto Pascoal is known as the magician. The 68-year-old performer is famous for his ability to play anything, frying pans, plates, even a tea kettle. But over the years, Pascoal has gained the respect of many American jazz musicians, especially those who believe it's time to shake jazz up a little. NPR's Martin Costi has a profile from Rio de Janeiro.
Hermeto Pascoal may be the world's most recognizable avant-garde musician. With his wild white hair and beard, he looks a little like a hippie Santa Claus with a taste for Hawaiian shirts. Pascoal is certainly turning heads here in the crowded halls of São Paulo Airport. "Look, it's that guy who makes music with anything," says one traveler. Always the showman, Pascoal obliges his fans. Tapping out Bach on a box of breath mints is what Pascoal refers to as universal music. He says he hears music in everything, and he wants his audience to do the same. Brazilians especially love his habit of blowing bubbles in a glass of water. Pascoal says his idea of universal music dates back to the days when he was growing up in Brazil's northeastern hinterland. He was born with very weak eyesight, and there was no radio to listen to, so he passed the time banging on pieces of scrap metal.
My mother took a fright. She went to my grandfather and said she was worried I wasn't sane. But my grandfather told her to go back and listen closely to what I was doing. And when she realized I was playing music, she cried tears of joy.
Despite Pascoal's propensity to play random objects, he's also an accomplished musician on more traditional instruments, such as the piano and the flugelhorn. And he's backed by a top-notch jazz band. On his studio albums, he mixes traditional and non-traditional instruments so freely, you soon stop noticing the difference. That is, until he brings in the squeaky toys. Brazilians love Pascoal in part because his irreverence is so close to their own impromptu attitude toward music. This is a country where people sing on the bus and play sambas on matchboxes. But he's also had an effect on some non-Brazilian musicians. In the early 1970s, he befriended Miles Davis.
Albino louco. Porque ele me achava que eu era louco, eu também achava que ele era.
Crazy albino. That's what he used to call me. He thought I was crazy, and I thought he was too. Once he invited me over to his house to try his boxing ring. He got distracted looking at my bad eye, and I used that chance to slug him. That's when he gave me that nickname, Crazy Albino.
The boxing match didn't stop the two from collaborating. Pascoal recorded with Davis at a time when Davis had become so experimental, some critics no longer considered his music jazz. Pascoal says he doesn't care what people call his music. He says if jazz is the word Americans use to describe improvisation, then fine, he plays jazz. His current U.S. tour started in New York on Friday night, where he was invited to play in the concert series inaugurating the new theaters at Jazz at Lincoln Center. The invitation came as a surprise, given Lincoln Center's conservative reputation. Pascoal says he was happy to accept, but he drew the line at the request that he wear a suit and tie on stage. Pascoal says he doesn't own a suit, and he wouldn't dream of buying one just to wear in New York. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.